Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is March 4th, Wednesday, 2020, day 64. Today's topic, why you don't pay your rent to the Lord. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 35 verses 1 to 10, Numbers chapter 2 verse 1 to chapter 3 verse 51, Mark chapter 11 verse 27 to chapter 12 verse 17, Proverbs 10, verses 24 to 25. Today's main passage, from Mark 12, verses 1 to 9. Jesus then began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, dug a pit for the vine press, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and moved to another place. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Then he sent another servant to them. They struck this man on the head and treated him shamefully. He sent still another, and that one they killed. He sent many others. Some of them they beat, others they killed. He had one left to send, a son, whom he loved. He sent him last of all, saying, "They will respect my son." But the tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they took him and killed him, and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. By listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is why you don't pay your rent to the Lord. Our Heavenly Father gives us a vineyard and prepares for us all the needed buildings, wine press and watchtower. All we need to do is to be a good farmer and to pay our rent in due season, and the rent is part of our fruit. But the story of mankind is to take the lordship to our own. Do not pay rent more than that. We kill those servants the owner sends to collect the rent, and at last killed the son of the owner, thinking that we can take over the vineyard. Have you paid your rent to the Lord? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us not to think that we can take over your vineyard and be willing to pay the rent to you. Help us not to think that we can take over your vineyard, but be willing to pay the rent to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what are those things to prevent you to take over God's vineyard and not to pay the rent? Number two, what is the next step for you to pay your rent? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.